This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And joining us is Mr. Matt White and Mr. Jim Visnick of American Additive Manufacturing. Now, that's such a teasing name for the company. What exactly do you guys do?
Good morning, guys. So we are a 3D printing service bureau, just located just north of Philadelphia. So we service the aircraft and aviation industry with 3D printed production parts, tooling, prototypes, jigs and fixtures, and then reverse engineering services for obsolete parts.
What kind of parts are we talking about? Structural, engine, you know, windshields, cup holders?
So there are some cup holders, yes. Interior aircraft components, and mostly polymer-based. So that's enclosures, covers, ducting, panels, brackets, cable guides or routings, really anything in interior of the aircraft.
Okay, now you did say one word there that struck me. Reverse engineering of obsolete parts. So I can give you my worn-out thingamabob and you can make me a new one?
That's exactly right. So a lot of times, obviously, you know, you might struggle with finding an old aircraft replacement part. The OEM might be out of business or the supplier might be no longer exists. So, yes, if you provide us a physical part or if you have drawings, that's, you know, that'd be great. But if you don't have drawings and you have a physical part, you can provide us that part. We will scan and reverse engineer that. Any design changes that are requested or needed, we can complete those, and then we can 3D print the part, and you have your replacement part quickly and efficiently.
Okay, so would you consider like a landing gear fairing or anything like that something you guys could tackle?
That's probably a little bit more structural than we would go for on the polymer side. Now, on the metal side, that's something that can be done, and we can also 3D print metals.
You 3D print metal?
We do. So that's another capability. Then you can get a little bit more into the structurally, the more structural parts.
Jet turbine blades.
that's what
I'm waiting for.
Slow down there.
Yeah. Come on. Think big. All right. Oh, fine. Print me an aircraft toilet. We could use one of those from time to time.
So you guys can 3D print metal. Yeah. Now that's got to be an amazing process. But the 3D printed part, when it's finished, how does it compare structurally, say, to an original part that was machined, say, out of a billet?
Yeah. So it's typically pretty close, comparably to a casted part. So that, you know, just if you're familiar with the strength of a cast part, that's what you can expect.
So there's no compromise there at all. I don't have to re-engineer the part because I know the process is not as sturdy as a cast part.
Yeah, typically there's no real re-engineering of the part. It's not, you're going to have to get your DER, whoever it may be, to sign off on this part against your cast part or whatever it may be. But typically they can be a one-to-one replacement.
Now let's talk about the paperwork side of that picture. I've got an old aircraft, and you guys are going to print me this part. Do I need to get an STC? Do you guys carry it? I mean, how do I get that into the certificated aircraft process?
Yeah, so that's something that we can support those activities. We don't have, we're not going to be the owner per se and the lead of that. We can support. We have companies, organizations we work with. We can support that process with you.
Good. So you can make it happen.
We can make it happen, yeah.
Now, the scanner you were talking about, I'm assuming this is a laser scanner. What's the biggest part that you can scan? Can you put like a whole 747 in this thing?
Yeah, it might take a couple minutes.
Yeah, that might take a few minutes. But yes, in theory, yes, you can do as large as you want. And you're right, it is a laser-based scanner. Essentially, you just need to stitch the images together that you're taking. So you're going to need to, a 747 is going to take.
That's a lot of images, yeah.
Yeah, so you scan a little bit, you move, you scan more, move, you keep scanning.
But typically it's used for individual parts, right?
Right, well, what's the biggest print volume you got?
Good question. So on the polymer side, we can do 3 by 2 by 3 feet in one piece.
Wow.
And then we do bond parts as well. So we've done bigger parts. We've done a 60-inch duct. We've done a 9-foot oil and gas drill rig. So we've done fairly large parts, bonded together in multiple pieces.
Okay. Propeller blade.
There you go. A polymer propeller blade. Okay.
Yeah. That's right. Why not? It's cheap. Your prop strike is no problem.
Yeah,
we have done like large cones for the lead or rear of UAVs.
Okay.
In high tip material.
Okay. We have, what materials are you typically printing?
So we have a whole pyramid of materials per se. Everything from ASA, ABS for, you know, for prototyping typically, or for jigs and fixtures, or drill guides, through the polycarbonate nylons of the world, and then the high temp top of the pyramid is called Ultem. There's a couple variations of that, and Entero. Those are PEI and PEKK polymers.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of PEEK. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some carbon-filled options as well.
Yeah, carbon-filled nylon option as well. Yeah, so the high-end stuff is usually production parts or tooling, and it is flame, smoke, and toxicity rated, so it can be used in interior of aircraft. There's been a lot of testing, especially around Ultem 9085, so there is a published B-basis allowables database that designers can utilize when, you know, designing parts. Yeah, and there's a process spec that we follow that's been, you know, tested in FAA certified.
So you guys actually have already a lot of experience with aircraft parts. And what about home builders coming to you with, you know, the whiz-bang Kamikaze 5000, and I need this little thing? Can you guys do that?
We certainly can, yeah. So that's where the reverse engineering and the 3D printing kind of pair perfectly. You might have, you know, we would essentially need your physical part or some specs around your current layout in order to design your new part. Or if you already have a design, you can certainly just come to us with that. We can print the part in what, you know, essentially whatever material you're comfortable with, and then that's it. You know, we hand off the part and you install it. If you don't have, you know, specs, we could come in and scan your aircraft, scan the mounting locations, design your new part to fit those mounting locations. Or again, if you have the OEM part or your kit part, same thing, send us that part. We can use that to establish the perimeter geometry, what it's, if it's going to fit inside of something, and then mounting locations, and then design off of that as you need.
Well, see that's what I was thinking, because the average home builder, if they're like me, I mean, I know a little bit about 3D printing. I have a toy one, but I'm not going to sit here and design this duct. I want to go to call you in and say, hey, make this that goes here. And you guys can do that.
We can do that, yep.
You can come out and look at my airplane and say, okay, and make some little notes on a piece of paper, come back with a thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and an hour later, there's the part.
You press the button on the vending machine. And
exactly. It's a full turnkey solution. Yeah, you come to us with...
You see, he hit on something. He does have a toy printer, and with the plastics and everything. You say you can 3D print metal. How does that work?
Yeah, so that process is a little bit more complicated. Typically, so there's many different technologies within 3D printing. There's seven different technologies. The main metal focus, there's three or four metal ones right now. The main one is called DMLS, direct metal laser sintering. So it's a powder of metal powder, right? Aluminum or stainless steel or whatever it may be. And then there's a laser that sinters that powder in the cross section of your part. And then the bed moves down a little bit. Another layer of powder is laid down, and it laser sinters the next cross section.
Yeah, when you say sintering, you're meaning it's laser fusing.
Yeah, yep, essentially laser fusing, and you're just building your part cross section by cross section, layer by layer.
What kind of tolerances can you hold on that?
Fairly good. They're about plus or minus 5, and then 5 thousandths of an inch.
Wow.
Yeah, that's real good. That's real good.
It grows as the part grows, so it gets a little bit bigger as the, you know, as the part gets bigger, but yeah.
And you obviously have finishing services there as well.
Yep. So if you need tighter tolerances, you can post-machine that. If you need certain surface finish, you can certainly post-machine that to achieve those.
Are these one-off parts, or can you actually do this on a production basis?
Both. So, you know, for your home builder, right, you're probably only going to want one. We're very happy to do that. For... you know, industry clients, you know, your Boeings of the world, they want a couple hundred. That's, you know, also our bread and butter. We can certainly do production orders. We also, I didn't mention this yet, we are AS9100 D certified, so we can, you know, produce these production parts for
okay.
any aircraft.
Do you give factory tours? Because I'd love to see this.
yeah, you're right around, right around the block from us, which is rare. I had a question. Is there any post-kiln firing to fuse the part required after it's been printed?
Yeah. So there's a for the DMLS process, yes, there is. There's usually a heat treat done and sometimes an annealing process. It depends on, you know, what you're looking for. But, yeah, there's typically a heat treat done.
Okay. Well, this sounds like something worth checking into.
Definitely. Got my interest.
There you go. I just have to come up with an airplane.
Well, I've got a lot of ideas. It just none of them involves an airplane at this point.
Well, maybe
point.
They can print me like a little, you know, a little toy airplane that can sit on the table.
I was thinking,
do that.
We do
I
have
was
those,
thinking,
yes.
Could they print me a car? You know?
Why not?
Yeah. So one thing, if you are interested in discussing this any further, come to our booth in 3079 Hangar C.
Hangar
so
C. American that Additive was the next question.
And you have a website too, right?
We have a website, www.americanadditive.com.
All right. I want to thank you guys for joining us,
thank
Matt White and Jim Visnick of American Additive 3D Printed Airplane Parts. Check them out. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.